Because whenever I say something from my heart, it sounds much better than reading what my advisor prepared for me. They know my heart. The speech is good. I will read the last part of it when I come to the end, because the last part is the best one. What do I want to talk about to you today? In all the previous speeches, there was one word which connects us. Solidarity, working together, and climate change. You know, sometimes I have a feeling that I'm not allowed to discuss climate change anymore, but climate crisis. Because we are not going into the right direction. Our goal was to reach 1.5 degrees, not to go over 1.5, but we failed. In November last year, we reached 1.53 degrees Celsius, warmer than the pre-industrial era. Slovenia is warming up even faster because we are surrounded by mountains, 2.5 already. A year and a half ago, my country faced horrible floods. Two-thirds of my country was flooded. I have never seen anything like that before, nor did my mother or my father. The climate is changing rapidly, and the climate doesn't know borders. It doesn't need a visa to visit Kenya or Germany or Slovenia. Can you imagine hurricanes and tornadoes in Germany? That's not a science fiction. It's there. And the obligation of all of us is to maintain and keep the planet Earth, as we heard from the Slovenian artist, the only one we have. There is no planet B. I will give you some statistical data. 80% of all carbon dioxide emissions are put into the air by the G20 countries. Four European countries among them: Italy, Germany, France, and United Kingdom. 80%. Do you know how much Africa is producing in carbon dioxide emissions? 6%. I cannot tell you how much Slovenia is producing because it's so low, because of the geographical smallness. But what does that mean? Should we just watch the G20 countries and wait for them to do the right thing? Or we should do whatever needed and possible is on our burdens as well? If nothing else, ladies and gentlemen, we have to be vocal about what's going on. And this is what my country is trying to do. Slovenia was the country to promote the right to health environment, to healthy environment. And now it's defined as a human right in the UN papers. Slovenia is one of the two countries on this planet which has the right to water enshrined in the Slovenian constitution. Slovenia is the green treasure of Europe. My country is covered in 58% with forests. So more than half of my country is covered with forests. The Nature 2000 is in my country. This is a European Union project. Two-thirds of Slovenia is Nature 2000. It causes a lot of problems for the agriculture and for farmers, because there are a lot of rules, you know, for the habitats like this. But we have to take this into account. My dear friend, the Minister of Environment, she's really taking good care of me, I have to assure you that, honestly. And we are discussing, you know, education, nature, ecosystems, environment. And today, Madam Minister, I told you about one really very interesting initiative that Slovenian pupils passed to me just half a year ago. And I'm still thinking about how to implement it, this beautiful initiative, into Slovenian vision and to the global. The initiative is called 21 for the 21st century. And the pupils of a couple of Slovenian high schools calculated that if the lowest temperature on air conditioning systems is put to 21 instead of 16, 30% of less carbon dioxide will go into the air. Are we going to live worse with 21 in the room? I know you do know the answer. No, 21 is okay. But how to persuade people to put the air condition on 21 instead to 16? It's hard. Education is the key. In the better future, I would say, the regulations are that all producers of air condition should know that 21 is the minimum. There are no easy ways. But I think, you know, there is one saying from Martin Luther King Jr. from the United States of America, and he said, our lies will end the day when we become silent about the things that matter. And this is something I want to be, you know, to be vocal about. And I am vocal about gender equality, climate change, the reform of the United Nations. By the way, Slovenia is supporting Africa to get the permanent seat in the Security Council. This is the reason why I'm going to Ethiopia. But let me conclude, ladies and gentlemen, with Team Europe. I would like to say thank you to the ambassador of European Union to come here, because I really feel European Union is my second home. I am a truly European, you have to believe that. And Team Europe is doing a lot outside Europe. Team Europe is investing 72 billion euros for the least developed countries to make their life better. A lot of African countries are improving. And Slovenia is contributing to the budget of Team Europe. But the project which we are debating here today is a tiny little Slovenian bilateral project to Kenya. And, you know, let me conclude with the address to the young people of Kenya, to the students of this marvelous university. I'm pretty sure that you often hear from adults that the future is in your hands, that you are the architects of the future and the like. Don't believe them. The future is in our hands, not yours. It is not you who make the decisions. We are the politicians. We do it. We do not have the right to put the unjustified burden on you to ask you to do our job. But you can help us with your knowledge and experience, with your ability to change and innovate, to encourage us not to be afraid to change ourselves, our habits, and ultimately our world for the good of humanity. You can lead by example, or as some would say, be the change you want to see in the world. So that's my message to you, ladies and gentlemen, especially to the young people. And I will just finish with one more quote. When I decided to run for a president, and I said, what's going to be my vision? Why am I doing it? Why the hell should I leave my private life and serve the country? But when I decided to do so, it wasn't an easy decision. There was one saying which is very close to my heart, and that's the motto of my presidency. Do you know what's the difference between the politician and a statesman? The politicians will work the way to win the next elections. The statesmen are going to work for the next generations. This is what I'm trying to say. Thank you so much.